Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is ESPN Radio's Bart and Hahn Podcast.
Number three, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. Bart Scott, when we're hour number three, what does that mean?
It's the power hour.
You're making it echo. It is the power hour. It is the final hour of our show. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number to be part of the conversation. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. They're close, convenient, and known for guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilry Auto parts, better prices every day. Efforting Kendrick Perkins, who's going to join us here in a couple minutes, and we'll get to some NBA with him. But tonight, Bart, as I mentioned, Kyrie Irving and the Nets in Indiana to play the Pacers. And yes, I say Kyrie Irving and the Nets because since October 12th, when he was sent home because he would not get the vaccine, and because in New York there is a rule in the city that for home players only, if you are not vaccinated, you cannot perform. And therefore, he can't play in home games for the Nets. And so the Nets said, we don't want a part-time guy. If you're not all in, you go home. But since then, they've made the change and they have brought him back. They said there was necessity because they had all these players out with COVID. They got him back. They ramped him up. And now he is available to play and he will play tonight. And we have Perk right now, Kendrick Perkins, joining us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. So with that setup of tonight and anticipation of Kyrie Irving returning to the Nets, Perk, how you doing? Happy New Year.
Same to you. What's up, my good people?
What's up, OG, triple OG?
Hey, boy, I've been waiting to talk to you for a minute since the other day, right? You know, you remember Friday when you was having your episode and people was trying to warn you about Joe Burrow?
All that.
Did you see that before? Did you see that performance he put on Sunday? I'm just asking. I'm not trying to get in the middle of it, huh?
Yo, absolutely I saw the performance. It's never been about his talent. It's been about him writing a check that eventually his ass going to have to cash because next year the Ravens going to have Ronnie Staley back. They're going to have Humphreys back. They're going to have Marcus Peters back. They're going to have J.K. Dobbins back. They're going to have Gus Edwards back. And they're going to be coming for retribution. They're going to say, I'm telling you, in Baltimore, this is what we say when we got beef with somebody. Don't let them fall. So when you the first person there hit him and hold him up, and everybody else coming like snipers, snip, snip. He didn't have to put that pressure on him. Perk, he didn't have to put that pressure on him. You remember the Jordan rules, like Jordan jumping the air, we take him out the air, all that stuff?
Yeah.
The Ravens have a version of rules like that. We call it red dot. And why put yourself in the red dot for no reason?
Yeah, but we're not talking about next year. We're talking about right now.
Oh, right now, listen. It's their division, right? It's their division. But when have you – what's the basketball equivalent to an organization that may have a good year here or there?
Don't say it.
But are bum salad for the majority of their existence for the last 30 years.
Don't you dare. Perk, I know what you're going to say. Don't you dare.
Who's that equivalent? Well,
I know what you're going to say. Don't say it.
Listen, blink real hard, Perk, if their colors are orange and blue.
Well, how dare you? I'm walking out of the damn studio.
Or they're maroon, yellow, and blue in Cleveland. Like they have good moments, good times, but it's not sustainable. We're talking about the Baltimore Ravens. We're talking about teams like the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're going to be good forever. They're never going to stay down too long.
My apologies.
Okay. Now, what about Kyrie coming back tonight, man? We wanted to ask you, was Kyrie coming back more impactful than Klay Thompson coming back in Golden State? Ooh. Who you going to take?
You know what? Look, it's hard, but I got to go with Klay. I got to go with Klay because, you know, when I feel like when you look at the Brooklyn Nets have a duo already. When I say a duo, I'm talking about two superstars that are capable of playing at their highest level of carrying the team to a championship without a Kyrie Irving. The Golden State Warriors are not going to the championship without Klay Thompson. And as good as Jordan Poole, Andrew Wiggins has been playing, and I said this yesterday, they've been playing well in the regular season. We know what Klay Thompson brings when it matters the most in the postseason. We know what Klay Thompson is capable of doing in the finals when it's a must-win situation, conference finals, where he didn't drop multiple 40 pieces. So when you look at Klay, he also takes that pressure off of Steph. And if you look over the last 2 weeks, teams have been keying in on Steph. He haven't been, you know, he's had one, maybe two games where he's been looking like Steph of old. But then the few other games, he's been struggling. Why? Because so much attention is on him. The respect level is not there yet for Andrew Wiggins and Jordan Poole. But when Klay get back, now it frees up Steph just a little bit more. And now it gives Steph that other all-star, that other future Hall of Famer that he also could lean on to help take the load off of him. Not in the regular season, but when it matters the most.
I'll tell you what, I look at what could be in Golden State, Perk, and it's obviously not exactly the same, but it's similar to when MJ came back to the Bulls and they won another bunch of championships. Right, they had a couple-year break where they didn't win titles. Between the six total, they had the 2 years they didn't win. And the thing was, is MJ comes back, they then go out and they get a whole bunch of stars. They have a second run at it. And if I'm Steph Curry, I'm looking at like, all right, I had one mini dynasty, I can have another one now. And I think because he's still young enough, and they've got a young group that they have developed. They took these 2 years, by the way, and they invested properly. They found some young players who fit the way they want to play, and they coached them up and got them ready for that. Now they're ready, what Jordan Poole's doing, what a lot of those young dudes are doing. And then if you get Klay right over the next couple of months, and I'm telling you, like we said yesterday on Twitter, we get to May, people are going to start. These are going to be the topics of these shows, right? Is this the second dynasty for Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors? That's what I really feel like is going to happen. That's going to be what we're going to be talking about in a couple months.
I agree. And to piggyback on your point, because I'm so happy you brought this up, and I 100% agree with you, the culture and the coaching. Mm-hmm. See, you know, Steve Kerr get a lot of the credit, rightfully so, but people forget to go down the line. People forget to go talk about Mike Brown. People forget to go talk about a 70-year-old plus Ron Adams, who has been one of the best defensive minds in the game for a long time. And then you look at the guys that are in the back of the bench. Those are the guys that are responsible for the growth of their game. Those are the guys that are in charge of the player development. And when you look at all those things, along with them watching Draymond Green and Steph Curry work day in and day out and learning how to play and learning how to move without the ball and learning certain things, the intangibles, you're right. They drafted well. They traded for Andrew Wiggins. And now you got Andrew Wiggins, who's looking like one of the better two-way players in the game today. And because you know why? He don't have for the first time in his career, he doesn't have to be the number one pick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he doesn't have all the pressure on him. It is amazing. Culture's everything, the right situation, and also time. You know, they had a slow cooker, and they were able to do it that way instead of that, got to win. No, they had already won. Bought them some time. It's really interesting to see what's going to happen there. Kendrick Perkins joining us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. I wanted, and everybody thought I was nuts a couple of years ago when Russell Westbrook was still in Houston, and they were trying to move him. I wanted the Knicks to trade him. I thought you put him with Tom Thibodeau, dangerous things could happen. Like I really thought what a duo those two would be, because you see how Jimmy Butler is with him. It's like the same kind of personality, that maniacal, aggressive, in-your-face, just hardworking kind of player, plus the defensive potential that he used to have. What I see in L.A. is not the guy that I used to just marvel at watching. I always thought that Russell Westbrook was box office all the time, just fun to watch. What's like? Is it as simple as sometimes going home is not the best thing for you? Is it just the fact that it doesn't fit? What's happening there with him, and should they trade him?
Well, it's a lot of things that's happening. One, people don't realize the amount of pressure you have when you get on the team with LeBron James. And I don't care who else you didn't play with, it's not like playing with LeBron James. That's the first thing. Second thing is that you went to one of the most historical franchises in history, a franchise that Russell Westbrook grew up admiring and being a fan of, watching Kobe, watching Magic, watching Shaq, watching those guys, and now you're back at home. And there's so many distractions, and that's why you have to applaud anybody that play in those big cities, especially L.A., to be able to come in and punch in the clock and get your work in. You have to have a different type of mindset and a different type of focus. But then on top of that, I said today, you know, sometimes, like, when it comes down to Russell Westbrook at this point in his career, and I love him to death. You know, he's going to play with the energy. He's going to play with the heart. He's going to leave it all out on the floor. But he has showed us time and time again of who he is. And at some point, we have to believe him. And it's not a bad thing. It's just that Russ is at this point where you're watching him play, and there's no in-between. And I kind of made a comparison about, you know, a batter going up to bat. Well, Russ is going up to bat, and he's not worried about getting on first base. He's not worried about getting on second base. He's not worried about getting on third base. Russell Westbrook is worried about hitting a home run. So it's either him hitting a home run or he's going to strike out. And that's who he is. Think about it. His motto is, why not? And so when you have a guy that has a mindset like that, then you have to just deal with it. You have to deal with what he's going to do. Like, it's either hit or miss. There's no in-between with Russ. And I think we all are having a problem with kind of adapting to that, but that's who he is.
Now, with that being said, the Lakers are, you know, just barely above 500. We thought that the matchup that we wanted to see was Brooklyn versus L.A. We thought it was a real thing. But right now, it's the most – dream matchup for a finals that would kind of just really be for the basketball savants, but also be more box office. Is it the Brooklyn Nets versus the Golden State Warriors? Is that the most beautiful matchup that we can anticipate and want to see in the championship game?
No, it's still the Lakers and the Nets that we would want to see in a perfect world. I mean, just think about, you know, the Kyrie Irving and LeBron James situation, Russell Westbrook and the Kevin Durant situation, just those two, both of those teams have a high-powered big three. That would be the perfect matchup. But the Golden State Warriors against a Brooklyn Nets wouldn't be bad either, but it wouldn't be better than a LeBron James against a Kevin Durant and a James Harden against a Russell Westbrook and an Anthony Davis and a Kyrie. Like, you talk about, you know, eyes on television.
You know what's weird? I know traditionally that the Laker fan base is bigger than most, but I feel like because Golden State has kind of had that run, they've become the Patriots, where they have these little minions all over the country of people that just wanted to be around the winner. And they see how great Steph was and all the championships that they won. You know, we've done that. Like, when you see Pittsburgh, you see all the fans that go everywhere. That's because in the 70s, they won everything. I feel like Golden State has new fans all over the place because they were the hot team for a much longer period of time than the Lakers in recent memory.
No, boy, but don't just say that. They earned those fans because they developed from the ground up. Just think about it. No trade. Their culture was built through the draft. And one thing that we have to realize, and I realized this about a month ago, is that Steph Curry is just the golden child.
Yeah.
Think about this. Steph Curry was chasing the break Ray Allen record, did you see how the world was reacting, how the world was waiting on it? I mean, just look. Yep. I mean, when he did it, just go look at all the – the reactions on social media. Go
He's
look
like
at
Gizmo,
what they
man.
Did in Madison.
He's so cute. He's like Gizmo from like the Gremlins. He's like cute, man. He's like a cute little teddy bear. You just want to hug him up.
Boy, I'm not gonna go there, but he is the golden child of the NBA. All right.
Yeah.
He's so cute and cuddly, man. You just want to.
With that in mind, the Brooklyn Nets, are they a team that you think, even with Kyrie playing part-time, are they a team in the East, with the Bulls playing as well as they're playing, and Giannis and the Bucks aren't going anywhere, do you put all your money on them getting to the finals? Winning it or not, you know, again, if play the Warriors, that could be a great series. But getting to the finals, is this the year they get there?
Oh, the Brooklyn Nets?
Yeah.
No,
now
I'm
they
not
have Kyrie part-time.
No. I'm not about to disrespect the Milwaukee Bucks, okay? And one thing I've learned, I learned a valuable lesson. One thing about me is that you don't have to show me more than once, okay? I am a believer in Giannis Antetokounmpo. I'm a believer. And now you have Jrue Holiday, you have Chris Middleton, and you have Giannis, who won a championship, who knows what it takes, who knows how to go through the highs and lows, and they are battle-tested. And you talking about them bringing everybody back, added some pieces, and they're healthy? I still got the Bucks as the favorite coming out of the Eastern Conference.
What's the move to make then? Are we supposed to believe in the Bulls? Are they real?
Yeah. Why would they be fake, boy? Tell me, why would they be fake?
Because we watched the Knicks last year just win with heart.
No, sir. Two completely different situations with different personnel. Like, you looking at the Bulls right now. You got a DeMar DeRozan that you could actually go to in the fourth quarter. You got a Zach LaVine that you actually could go to in the fourth quarter. Both of those guys are capable of erupting for 20-plus points in the fourth quarter if you need one of them to take over the game. You don't have that with the New York Knicks. And then on top of that, you got Lonzo Ball. You have a Kobe White who's been averaging 21. Like, they have so much offensive firepower, it's ridiculous. And on top of that, they have an all-star caliber center in Vucevic. Like, it's apples and oranges to the Knicks. This is not a one-time thing. The Bulls are going to be around for at least the next 3 or 4 years, putting up a fight in the Eastern Conference.
Alan asked me to ask that question, by the way.
I did not. I don't. No, I tuned out. The minute he said no, I just stopped listening.
The Knicks might not even make the playoffs, man. Is it a move that could be made for them to be able to try and make it to the playoffs? Is it because they have to do something? They can't go as they're going now.
Can you just call Dame Lillard and say it's time? Just call him and say, Dame, it's time. The Portland's going nowhere. If you're ever going to go now. Now's the time.
Yeah, but
can you just call him?
But if you do get Dame, you got to get something else because the East is so strong. Like, here's the thing. This is what the Knicks fans need to ask themselves. Are they just okay with making it to the playoffs, or are they trying to move in the direction of actually winning the championship? If it's just trying to make the playoffs, then it's a lot of things that they need to shake up. I mean, if it's trying to win the championship, it's a lot of things they have to shake up, not just go and get Dame. But if they're just trying to make the playoffs, then they continue to just keep adding pieces every year or at the trade deadline, if that's what satisfies the Knicks. I mean, because the way the Knicks fans act after they made the playoffs last year was just utterly ridiculous.
Well, you understand it was it's been a long time.
Hey, Perk,
We were a little thirsty, so it was.
Knicks was out there like some thoughts, but they tell me this, Perk. who plays first, Perk? Zion or Ben Simmons?
Wow,
man, put me on the spot with that one. I would have to say it might be Ben Simmons who plays first. I think they both don't play till next year, though.
Wow, and what does that say about Zion? Right, I mean. Is he trying to eat his way out of New Orleans?
Man, I don't know, but he's I tell you what, it's not just eating his way out of New Orleans. He better be careful before he eat his way out the league. And he's too special of a talent. And the Pelicans, along with everybody he has in his camp, need to get a grip on it and nip it in the bud right now before it's too late.
It's that right there. Like, watching Ja Morant right now, it's like John Morant's becoming the best player in that draft now. And Zion last year made us think that that was a no-brainer number one pick, but he's just not available. And boy, a lot of concerns out of there. A lot of concerns about him at that point. Hey, Perk, we're going to leave it right there. It's always great to catch up with you. And I encourage everybody, by the way, Swagoo and Perk, the podcast. I mean, you get these two guys together, forget about it. Like, it's one of those, I can listen to these guys talk about anything all day. Except the Knicks. Please don't talk about the Knicks.
For sure.
And I'm telling you, hey, I have this idea that I want you guys to get involved with if I ever get it off the ground. And that is, think about it. All the people, all of our people at ESPN, all of our athletes, our pro athletes, everybody loves either cooking or eating. And everybody has really good taste. And when we've done this with everybody, I mean, I talked to Key, and Key talks about how he loves to cook. Bart and I, by the way, during shows, people don't know this, we order food, bring it in, and once we're off TV, what do? Like, we have a feast. And he is, by the way, he is bad influence on me.
Swagoo think he G Garvin over there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. I think we should do a show. We should have a cooking show.
I want to be Cornish hen Swagoo put on the pit.
Oh, Cornish hens.
Yeah, I want to be. Yeah, you think he G Garvin, man, going on.
I want to be the Rachel Ray of ESPN. I want to have I want to host a show and have everybody come on and cook.
You definitely got
the
hips.
We just talk sports. How dare you? I don't know if I should. I could have used them when I played. Hey, Perk, thanks so much. All the best.
Yeah, have a good one.
All right. Kendrick Perkins on the
I love hotline. Big Perk, man.
He's the best. Yeah, what do you think of that idea, though, Bart? Don't you think – would people want to watch that? If I had, like, you on, Key, Harry loves to cook, you know, Swagoo loves to cook, you know, Perk. Like, we get all these guys on talking sports, making food.
Absolutely, man. One of my favorite shows used to be on Netflix. It was like they sit there and they cook and they talk about, tell stories, and they used to put cannabis in the food. And then – no, for real. I swear to God, it's a real show on Netflix. And they cook with cannabis, and they put it in the food, but you can't taste the cannabis, but you can tell when the cannabis kicks in while they're cooking because people start tripping. And you get – it's like giving people the truth serum.
That's another type of show. On a different network, it would have to be.
But it's legal.
But this show is on ESPN Radio. It's Bart and Homer, brought to you by Goodyear. With you for every mile on the road to greatness, Goodyear, more driven. So let's get back to this. If the season ended today, the Knicks wouldn't even be in the playoffs, man. How do
they wouldn't even be in the play-in.
How do we get to the next step? What do we got to do? You heard Perk. You got a lot of things that you got to do if you want to become a championship contender. We got to discuss where they are right now. We'll do that next after Bart tells us about O'Reilly.
A weak battery could keep you stranded, leave you stranded, so don't take that chance. O'Reilly Auto Parts will test your battery for free of charge. If your battery needs to be replaced, their professional parts people can help you find the exact battery that fits your car, truck, at a guaranteed low price. Make sure your vehicle is prepared for the weather ahead by getting by your locally auto parts place. Get your battery tested. O'Reilly Auto Parts. They'll keep you on the road.
Slater struck it out swinging. The Philadelphia Phillies have won the World Series. Kick on the way. It is good. They'll remember it forever. The Auburn Tigers are college football's best in 2010.
Celebrating the greatest moments in sports for the past 30 years. This is ESPN Radio.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Bart and Han. Bart
and Han.
I mean, between Ryan, Cam, is anybody older than 30 around here? And I'm thinking to myself, like, are there people really that are listening to the show that don't recall things like Hakeem Olajuwon winning back-to-back championships?
Yeah. Listening to the show? How about working on the show?
See? Like, do you even recall Michael Jordan?
I certainly don't remember him playing.
You ever see The Last Dance?
Bart and Han.
Hey, Bart, you know when you ask a question and you don't expect to get the answer immediately? And then, exactly. But you do, and you realize there is serendipity, there is such a thing. We were just talking to Kendrick Perkins about Zion Williamson, and you would remember yesterday you asked me, is he ever going to play? Is he going to play this year? I read you a tweet just tweeted by Adrian Wojnarowski.
Woj bomb.
Yeah. And he says... Actually, it was a let me see. This is a follow-up of a tweet from Andrew Lopez. The Pelicans say Zion Williamson has been doing his rehab away from the team. He is still under supervision of the team.
That's not good.
Sources say Pelicans arranged for transportation out of New Orleans for Williamson. Further updates on Zion's status are expected in the next few weeks. It is weird to arranged for transportation out of New Orleans.
So he wouldn't eat? Stay away from that po' boys.
So Woj followed up with where he went. Pelicans forward Zion Williamson is continuing his right foot rehabilitation in Portland, Oregon.
Makes sense. In isolation. Nobody can see him. He's away from the confines. Get his work done. It's almost like making him the only thing that I could have seen that would be better than Portland, Oregon is maybe in the altitudes in Denver or at Big Bear or something like that, where you can be isolated, where you can start getting your conditioning up and stuff like that.
Right.
But and be where absolutely nobody really knows who you are. I'm sure people will figure out who he is, but they won't bother him, right?
Yeah.
And it won't be any pictures being taken of him looking big. He can walk around with his Spanx on and his No, I'm serious, man. Because
I got you.
So many people taking pictures want to see how big he is. So now he's like the white whale. Like he's like seeing the Loch Ness
super
monster.
Super self conscious about it too, right?
Yeah,
and you know what?
Yeah.
What you don't want is to be in a place called the Big Easy.
Yeah.
Right
yeah.
now, things need to be difficult for him. Right,
yeah.
Challenging
the
himself.
Now he's in the Big Freezy. You know what I'm saying?
Well, right now the Knicks are in the big, not in the playoffs. I had nothing funny there.
Yeah.
But they're not. They win last night against an undermanned Pacer team. You get 30 from both Julius Randle and R.J. Barrett. And that's, you know, that was a glimpse of what you remember from last year. Those two guys really getting it done and the Knicks getting a win. But, I mean, they're still 11th in the East. I know it's like they're only like a couple of games away from 7th, 8th. I mean, it's really tight in the East in that middle pack. But the two games under, I believe, is it two games under 500, right? And it's... You know, like, what are they? I don't even know. I can't say what are they. I don't know what they are.
I don't know if they know.
I don't think they know either. They got to – I feel like the roster has good role players, but it doesn't have the right kind of fit, especially in the starting lineup. And now they got injury to Kemba Walker. Derrick Rose is going to be out for a while. They don't have a true starting point guard again.
Do they go all in? Because, listen, that disgruntled star.
They have
star,
a million assets. They don't use them.
I'm saying.
Why do we collect second-round picks for days? Just tons of second-round picks. Why? Just use them.
Well,
use picks.
Well,
get somebody in here to help you.
Allen, they made a transaction the other day. They're active. They made
what
a transaction
mean?
With the Cavs and the Lakers.
Oh,
they were integral.
Mean?
They were integral in that role. They played an integral role in that.
They did.
Couldn't happen
yeah.
without them.
Yeah, this is great. So for those who don't know, so the Rajon Rondo trade from the Lakers to the Cavs, so the Cavs could replace Ricky Rubio, which that's a big loss for them, a veteran point guard who played very well. So they wanted to get another veteran kind of guy in. They bring in Rondo. The Lakers didn't really have a use for Rondo, so they traded him.
Can you think of some teams that could use Rondo?
No, I can't. Mean a veteran point guard who's smart? No, can't think of anybody, Bart. Thanks
great
for asking.
Great defense facilitator, get people open.
But you know what the Knicks did do by helping facilitate this trade by being the third team is they saved the Lakers $4 million in luxury tax, and they made $1 million. So the $5 billion franchise made $1 million.
$500 billion in one.
This is what you do now. So I looked at this as I said this yesterday on Twitter when all this stuff was hashed out. I said, you know, it's like, is this the Godfather? Like, is he? Are you sitting there like? all right, one day I'm going to need a favor. Like, is that, are you hoping that that's what this is? Otherwise, is this what you're doing now? We're making trades to make $1 million? That's what we're doing? Like, come on, man. You got a coach who's like wringing out the towel. He's getting every drop he can out of a roster that really you could just see. They've been through some COVID. I understand everybody's going through the COVID stuff, but they've had some games where you're watching and you're just like you heard Perk. How far away are they from being a team? Like, we thought last year was like a step towards becoming, you know, in a team that everybody's going to say, wow, you know, don't sleep on the Knicks. You got to play them. They play hard. They come at you. And then this year, you watch them lose to teams like Oklahoma City and Orlando. Like, some of these performances that they have where it's like no show. Yeah. And it's kind of like back to where you started. And everybody wants to blame the coach, Bart. And I'm telling you right now. Remember we talked to Jeff Van Gundy about this?
Yeah.
And Jeff like right away was like, oh, you think that he's the problem? Tom Thibodeau is down on the list of what's wrong with the Knicks. And if you're going to say Chicago, Minnesota, there was always issues, that's why you got to fire him. How'd Chicago look after they got rid of him? Because they lost for years after they got rid of him.
And
how did Minnesota look? How do they look now? I mean, they've been a losing franchise ever since they got rid of him. So the one thing you do have is a head coach. What you don't have is a roster that fits. And what good to me, what you do is recognize the issue and say, we got problems. But we're trying to win now. So how do you do that? We start changing it up. I got to make moves that will improve my team. And there's a lot of teams. Look at Atlanta. Atlanta sucks this year. And their GM is out ripping his team. The stuff that he said, Travis Schlenk is the GM. He sounded so frustrated on a radio interview yesterday. He said it's a hard pill to swallow when your team isn't playing as well as you think they should. He goes, maybe I should lower my expectations for this team. Lower my expectations. This team went to the Eastern Conference Finals last year, and they've got a guy, a star in Trae Young. They've got a young roster. They got depth and everything else. And he's saying I should lower my expectations.
Hey, what's the thing I told you about the Cleveland Browns? About handling success.
Oh, boy.
Right? This is the same thing, right? Mm. This is an organization that, you know, over the years hasn't been able to sustain success, right? They had a flash for a second. I forgot the guy. What's the guy? Josh something.
Josh Smith and Joe Johnson called it the highlight factory.
Right. So they had that for a little while, right? But then they lost that culture. And they've been a losing culture. Then they get Trae Young. And, you know, they win and they have success, and people start, I'm telling you, people start feeling themselves. And I think this is another example of a team start feeling themselves, thinking that they can come in with the same effort that they had last year, and it was just going to work out magically. Guess what? Other teams got better. Charlotte's better, right? Washington's better. Chicago's better. So you have to be a better team than you was last year to even stay in the same place that you were last year getting in as the sixth seed. And that's what happens. I tell people all the time, success is not owned. It's rented. And every single day, the rent is due. But what happens is when these teams get full, then they don't want to pay the rent. They don't want to pay the price. They want to pay their dues. And I can say the same for the Knicks, and I can say the same for the Hawks. Meanwhile, you got teams that are trying to prove themselves, like Chicago. DeRozan, he's the one that got moved. Nobody wanted to pay him. He wanted to go back to L.A. Do you think that the Lakers wish they had DeRozan now or the Brody? Right?
Yeah.
So he's proving a point.
Cleveland.
Right? So you got guys, Lonzo Ball. They got chips on their shoulders.
Yeah.
And you got to match that intensity. Even though if you don't have it, you have to manufacture it, right? If you're the best team, you got to manufacture. You got to make up a reason. Oh, they saying this, they saying that. You heard Jordan talk about these people, those people. What people, man? LeBron do it all the time. These people, I'm the Wash King. Wash King. What people?
Yeah, give me that edge. That's a great point. It's a great point, man. But right
it
now,
happens
almost
in all
halfway
sports.
Through the season, the Knicks and the Hawks, two teams that were great stories last year, are mediocre, and there's a lot of question marks about what you should do with both of these rosters, and should you even believe in these two teams with still more than half a season to go. Meanwhile, there's still more than half a season to go for the Brooklyn Nets. They have Kyrie Irving making his debut tonight in Indiana. Here's the question. Is part-time Kyrie Irving still enough, or should the Nets have said, no, we stand our ground, you're either all in, you're all out. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. 3776. We'll get your thoughts on that next. But first, I want to tell you to join host Gautam Chopra as he explores what Tom Brady has meant to football and the world in Man in the Arena, a new podcast from ESPN Plus and Religion of Sports. A companion piece to Gotham's ESPN Plus docuseries, this 10-part podcast examines the improbable ripple effects of Brady's career, things that have forced us to rethink everything we thought we knew about time, hatred, perfection, even fate. The podcast is brought to you by State Farm, ZipRecruiter, and Rocket Mortgage. Listen and follow A Man in the Arena now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, and stream the docuseries on ESPN Plus.
Bart and Han.
Now, Bart, I know you're old enough to know this song, man.
Yeah.
Lost a lot of people.
Let's eulogize him. Let's eulogize him. Yeah. Rest in peace, MD. Betty White.
Yeah.
Betty Rest White. In peace, John Madden.
Boom.
Rest in peace, Dan Reeves.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace, the lead actor in The Mac. He died, man. No more pimps. Pimps are dying, too. It's just been a sad year, man. It's just every day is a reminder of just how important and how precious life is, man.
Yeah, that is the truth. And this song here is like, again, for me, it's a kid. Like, this is one of those songs that even though when you're a kid, you're a little awkward when these songs are played, you know there's something special about it.
Yo.
In the 80s, just think of the 80s and a dance and like awkward skinny teenager with glasses too big for his face, stepping on some girl's feet.
Yo,
while the disco ball is spinning like that. That's this song. That's what I think of this song.
I know Don Cheadle is doing a new Wonder Years. I wish he would have this song on and one like the awkwardness of like you've been waiting all day. You can't dance, but man, you know how to slow dance. You wait for that slow dance, and you put that hand on that hip, and you go dance that little 1-2, and you like
the chaperone
okay.
comes over and yeah, moves you your hand.
Yeah, move that hand up. Like you slide and you put it on try to put it on the hip. Yo, yeah. Max Julian. We lost Max Julian for The Mac, man. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Iconic film.
This is Force MDs, and they've lost several members of this band, but just today, the lead singer, the voice you're hearing, Jesse Lee Daniels, he just passed away today. Age of 57, man.
Yeah, tender age. That's early, man. That's why. You never know, right? We all assume that we got an appointment for 80, 85 years old. You know what I mean? We don't. Yo, John Madden, that is not the norm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To have that much life, man. I'm so happy that he's – John Madden's always got his flowers while he was alive, man. But I think we got to give everybody their flowers while they're yet alive, man. If it's somebody in your family you haven't spoken to in a long time, reach out, give them a call.
Mm.
Holidays are over. It's cold everywhere. People are locked up, running around with COVID. COVID's, you know, changing our lives and the way we go about business. Pick up the phone. You may not be able to be there in physical form, but just pick up the phone. Check on your strong friends. It's important.
Completely agree. And just always time, precious. That's the only thing I can think of, especially you go through the holidays. And everything that we're going through right now, just understand that, man. Time is precious. And that's why, you know, just thinking of all the different people. I'll sign up for Betty White. Give me 99.
Yeah,
give me
man.
John Madden. Give me 85. I'll sign up for
Max
those.
Max Julian was 88, man. The
that's
Mac.
That's a run, man.
That's a hell of a run.
Hey, if you missed any portion of the show, including Bart trying to do, you know, his bum list, you can get all 3 hours.
We're going to do that bum list.
Wherever you find your podcast. Bart, I will see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Han weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Han, the podcast.